Oh, I'll bring you right back in. Hold on.
All right.
Yo, we are here. The games are over. We got done with Friday Night Lights, some extraordinary games, and we had a few games today. Pontagansett and Tiverton. That game went off. You know, Pontagansett just wasn't going lightly on Tiverton. 43-6. Someone actually said that the Tiverton players were taking their pads off on the bench, like seven of them. He said these guys are done ball. Hopefully Tiverton gets a little better. But today, EWG, Situate Spartans, two guys that constantly come on the podcast, always talking about their program. You know, I did send, we'll see if Coach Cook comes in a little later. I did send him the invite, you know, but we're going to bring Coach Fortin in right now, EWG versus Spartans. What's up, Coach? What's going on?
What's going on, Mike? How are you?
All right, all right. Welcome, welcome. How was your game today? You know, your first game of the season, your first official game.
It was good. You know, the guys came out. We competed. We had a great time. Came out victorious, 39-6. It was great. It was a great feeling to finally play. Everybody else played last week. We had a bye week, so we've been itching all week. So it was a good game. We executed very well. Made some mistakes, but once we watch film, we'll be able to go back and correct them and move forward and get ready for Davies.
39-6 over Situate Spartans. You know, very young team, just, you know, getting in their groove. Coach D over there, Coach Eddie, they really haven't seen a lot of live play. But I think that was good experience for them going against, you know, your team.
Well, we're both young. I don't have a lot of seniors. So I got a lot of first-year seniors. So we're young. And it just came together today. We were able to execute offensively, defensively, and with special teams. So it was a great game. You know, Coach Derek does a great job with his guys. He's young too, so you know they got a lot of experience today, and you know they're gonna play some good football in the future.
Game going on right now, Classical, and the Huskies going on. That game's 21-0. But just to update you on the score, Classical's ahead. So what are you going to do going into the week? What should be your focus?
Well, we're going to prepare for Davies. That's our next opponent. We're going to look over the film. We're going to see some of the mistakes that we did and correct him. We're going to look at the things that we did well, and we're just going to continue to build on that. I told my players, enjoy it for the weekend. They got the weekend off. Once the film's done, they'll have to watch film by the end of Sunday. And then Monday, we're back at it. We're back in preparing for Davies.
8 minutes to go. Central Falls Narragansett was tied at 8 apiece.
Wow.
What does that tell you about Central Falls? What does it tell, even though Narragansett is not in your division no more, but what would that... Does that say anything? Because everyone says Narragansett is the team to beat in three.
I said Narragansett was going to be really good. So that means, you know, Central Falls is good. So they got, you know, I know they got a good program over there. So they're battling. That's you know, a good score. Hopefully somebody can put something together and come out with a win. You know, but I'm more concentrating on what we're doing and, you know, D4. I'll try to take a look at all scores and see what some of the coaches that I know have done and, you know, send them a congratulations or, you know, or I'm sorry and, you know, get better next week.
Definitely. Hope and Davies, I haven't really got an update about that score yet. I'm sure that's a game that you're going to be looking at because you're playing Davies next week. Davies only a second year, is going into their third year. Already seem to have a little bit of buzz going.
I like what Coach Cabral done. I said that last year. I like that, you know, our game that we played against one another, whoever won, you know, made the playoffs. And he played us pretty hard. He comes out, he competes. His team comes out and they compete. He's a good coach. He's a good coaching staff. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy task. We're just going to have to prepare, watch film, break it down, and see what we can do.
All right, Coach. Here's the tough, tough question, right? Who was your player of the game?
That's going to be tough because Hunter Mumford scored, I think, four touchdowns. Chris Catalino, you know, he threw the ball very well. I think he's got over 200 yards passing. I think he got a touchdown. Running game collectively, I think over almost 300 yards on the ground. I got to really take a look at that.
So reserve that question then. Reserve that question. I'm sure we'll talk again by Monday. Just do me a favor. Send me that information on them player stats when you get it. Congratulations on a big, big win. Shout out to EWG's coaching staff. How did Stanton do today?
Stanton did unbelievable. He's got a running touchdown. He was making tackles left and right. He really anchored that side of the ball. You know, we prepared, you know, if they wanted to run to his side, they weren't going to, and they didn't. So, you know, kudos to him. He's a sophomore. He made all division last year as a freshman. He really balled out today. And, you know, the whole team did. They rallied around him. It was a great effort collectively. Every part of what we did, defensive ends, I believe we got like four sacks, two or three interceptions. We were really on point tonight. Defensively, these guys were really, really, you know, good.
Well, shout out to you. Thank you to Coldwell Banker Coastal Homes for helping us out with this podcast. You know, shout out to Coach Fortin, 401 Strength and Fitness as well. Emerson Kilgore. Thank you, Coach. We'll definitely talk soon. What was you going to say?
No, I just said you're welcome. Well, you know, I'm sure I'll be back on. You know, again, you know, I got to give kudos to Coach Derek and the staff. They really came out and they competed. They moved the ball on us. And, you know, they did a good job. Again, they're a young team. I'm looking forward to them growing. And, you know, kudos to him because he's a good coach, and that team is going to do good soon. I can't say enough about my players. They came right out, and from the beginning, we just balled out. They just did everything that we practiced. Again, we made some mistakes. We will correct our mistakes, but there were a lot of positive things that came out today.
You know, positive things across the league. I seen what a difference between last week's play-in and this week's play-in. You know, a lot of schools we follow, you know, some we expected and some we didn't expect. But we'll definitely talk about that this week. Division 4, Pontagansett, tough, tough team, you know, doing their thing. I'm going to leave the stream on in case Coach Cook decides. I sent him the link, so we'll see if he gets up in here and talks about. I mean, yo, he gave a shellacking to Tivenin today, boy.
They're a good program. It's a good coaching staff. They got a good young team.
All right, Coach, man. Salute. Congratulations on your first W, man. Eric Rube might be right. Super Bowl. Yeah, let's go, boys.
I don't know about it. Listen, it was week one. We're not talking about that. We're focusing on Davies now.
That's right. That's right. I figured I'd get a good laugh out of you. All right, salute to you, Coach. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, bye. Coach Fortin checking in from right off the field, man. Got right in his car. You seen people, reporters coming up to him doing his thing, you know. He does a great job with the Patch newspaper. You could check out some of EWG's stories. I think on Independent RI, I seen another story from EWG football. But I'm going to leave this open. Because, Coach, you know, in case Coach Cook wants to come on, I sent him the link. I sent Coach Derek D'Souza the link. If he wants to come on, you know, you heard the interview last night with Stanley Dunbar, you know, after his St. Ray's game, you know, then Coach Piva came in from North Smithfield, Mount St. Charles. So I'm going to leave this up, and hopefully you tap in, and I'm also going to put the link up on Facebook right now. So.
Can We Keep It Real Podcast Network. Shout out to Can We Keep It Real Podcast and Network. Appreciate the support, homie.